opportunities.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
A culture for innovation is a culture with a sense of destiny, a sense of that tomorrow is going to be better than today. That's what the word progress means.
July auto sales were lackluster, up an anemic 0.7%. Some analysts are wondering if the car makers will fall back to the incentives and special deals to pump new life into sales. And they're figuring 2016 will pretty much plateau at last year's sales. It's certainly not a doom and gloom situation, but it does awaken reminders of what happened to Michigan's economy when the Detroit Three were fighting for their lives during the Great Recession. That's when many in our state realized diversifying Michigan's economy is the key to survival. Well, let's look at how we've done towards that goal and how Michigan looks to potential investors and business owners. Sarah Schmidt is with us now. She's a reporter with Exconomy Detroit. Ann Arbor, good to have you here, Sarah.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We certainly heard so much talk during and since the Great Recession that Michigan can't hitch its wagon solely to auto. We need to diversify. What has diversifying our economy looked like on the ground, let's say over the past 10 years?
Well, I don't know if you remember, Cynthia, but we, in 2005, Granholm's administration allocated money, $1 billion, from the National Tobacco Settlement to fund the 21st Century Jobs Fund. And the point of that was to, you know, initiate some formal efforts toward building an entrepreneurial ecosystem, toward getting our VC funds, we call them fund-to-funds, some of these programs.
VC meaning venture capital.
Meaning venture capital. Bust out the tech jargon. Yes, these programs have been implemented over the past 10 years. The results have been mostly positive, but, you know, when you're a state trying to invent a startup ecosystem from nothing, basically, it's pretty amazing what we've been able to achieve over this past 10 years.
There was a recent study commissioned by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the MEDC, that looked at exactly this, how we've done in diversifying our economy. And the report found some good news and pockets of bad news. And I'm wondering what jumped out at you most from that study, first in the area of good news.
There weren't a lot of surprises because we had already heard a lot of this good news in the Michigan Venture Capital Association report. And they, in fact, shared a lot of data with Techonomy. What we found is Michigan essentially had no kind of startup presence or scene at all. That is not the case anymore. So we were pretty successful in establishing a startup ecosystem from scratch. These fund-to-funds, they are funds that grant money, award money to individual VC firms. There's usually a stipulation that they have to invest in Michigan companies, but it's been a very effective way to not only encourage Michigan investors to participate in funding startups, but it's also drawn a lot of out-of-state money when, frankly, Michigan was not on anybody's radar 10 years ago.
So it's a way these fund-to-funds are saying, hey, look at us. We'll give you some money to get the ball rolling and to come take a look at Michigan.
Correct. And they have been very effective in oftentimes, a Michigan startup, their first outside investment will come from one of these fund-to-funds or one of these funds funded by a fund-to-fund.
Yeah.
So they have been integral in de-risking some of this very early stage technology that's under development here. The fund-to-funds have been extremely successful, and I agree completely with the report's recommendation that we find a way to continue them, sure, maybe restructured, mm-hmm. maybe we make them public-private, not all public, but they do need to continue because they've been very effective.
And the pockets of bad news.
In our ecosystem here in Michigan, it's very siloed. There are a lot of efforts that are duplicated unnecessarily. I don't know why we haven't been able to get a handle on that, but I know that efforts are underway to sort of eliminate some of those duplications, collaborate where possible. The report was also pretty clear, despite the successes, we're at a crossroads. And if we don't continue to fund these programs, then it'll all be for naught. And that would be a real shame because these things are contributing to the economy. They are making Michigan a story nationally. They're starting to anyway.
I think people hear that term venture capital and kind of assume they understand it, but maybe really don't. Just what is venture capital and who are these venture capitalists?
They are high net worth individuals, we call them, aka rich people, that have money to invest in startups. Typically, the startups offer up a percentage of equity in exchange for the investment. Mm-hmm. And when you take VC money, you're also inviting that firm to kind of contribute major decisions to how you're going to go forward in your business. That's a reason that some companies choose not to take VC money, but many do because, frankly, it's often the only way to move forward.
I can hear between the lines of what you're saying that you feel that VC is extremely important to diversifying Michigan's economy.
Especially because we didn't really have much of a VC ecosystem mm-hmm. in the early part of the 2000s.
And reputation matters when you're talking in VC world. And if you think about it, as you said, a lot of these investors are coming from outside Michigan, and here Michigan is competing with mature areas like Boston
right.
or Silicon Valley
right.
or Chicago. Mm-hmm. What is Michigan's reputation?
Investors are cautiously optimistic. They've certainly been putting more money into our startups here than ever before, but they are also still kind of at a wait and see point where they're watching the volatility in our legislature, how the budget to fund these programs goes up and down. And I think they are a little bit nervous. I think they want to bet on Michigan. I think they're very interested in a lot of the technologies we're developing here, particularly connected to autonomous vehicles, some of our life sciences efforts. But they don't want to gamble needlessly. I mean, it's risk capital, but
right back to this crossroads that
yes,
we talked about.
Exactly.
So it kind of seems like the reputation might be Michigan's reputation a bit fragile.
Definitely fragile. Definitely fragile. Okay. Yes.
And in within our state, it does seem like we're not all on the same page in just how to develop our entrepreneurial ecosystem. Certainly, the state legislature slashed the budget of the MEDC, and it tried to end funding for these two funds of funds, the Venture Michigan Fund 1 and Venture Michigan Fund 2. That's the uncertainty that outsiders see, isn't it?
Yes. Admittedly, it can be a tough sell. You know, we still haven't funded roads. We've got Flint, we've got Detroit Public Schools, we've got some big expensive problems in the state. So it can be a little tougher proposition to say, hey, let's give our tax money to, you know, these random startups. And, you know, you have some of the more vocal critics suggesting that the state is picking winners and losers. I'm a small business owner. Why should my tax dollars go to this other tech startup? You know, I think it's a matter of we're not telling our story. We're not capitalizing on our successes the way we should be, both in state and at large in the country. And there, frankly, are a lot of intangibles that these programs support. I don't think you could come up with a dashboard of metrics for how different Detroit is now from when I moved there in 2009. But it's huge and it's important. And those are the kind of optics that can really change a state story and start drawing some of these young, innovative professionals to our state instead of having them all leave for the coasts.
If we don't tell our story better and we're at this crossroads and we don't go down the right path, what's at risk if we lose this momentum?
I mean, what's at risk is the ecosystem disappears. It would become a much more disparate ecosystem. Mm-hmm. The siloing, I have to imagine, would get worse. These programs, particularly, as I said, the VC fund of funds and the pre-seed funds that are funding very early stage homegrown startups. I don't know where we'd get the support, frankly, if these programs went away. We would hope the private sector would step up, but that's certainly no guarantee.
There was a recommendation that this report made, and the report done by a company out of Columbus, Ohio, right? So outsiders looking at Michigan. And there was a recommendation they made to the MEDC that the MEDC is not interested in following. What is that?
Well, the recommendation is that the state create a third fund to fund. Perhaps they change the structure of it a bit, but they keep the mission. When I was interviewing the MEDC right after the report came out, I said, are there any of these 11 recommendations that you disagree with or won't support? That was the only one that they mentioned when I said why. It was a pretty vague answer, which is what leads me to believe it's probably mostly political.
Interesting perspective looking at our 10 years of fighting to make Michigan a more diversified economy. Sarah Schmidt is a reporter with Exconomy Detroit Ann Arbor. Sarah, it was great to get your insights. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.